Proverbs chapter 21. The Lord controls the mind of a king just like he directs how a stream flows. So God can work directly on the human heart. He can control the mind if he wants. Now, he doesn't like to push people in a way that they don't want to go. That's why the Bible says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, but also that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And this is how the Holy Spirit works, that God's spirit, God's mind, God's power takes over your mind and spirit, if that's what you want, and confirms you in your desire to be spiritual. You may think that all your ways are right, but the Lord judges motives. So you might appear to do the right thing, but from the wrong motive. Do what is just and that which is right. What pleases the Lord is more important than sacrifices. Well, David realized that when he was on the run from Saul. He couldn't go to the sanctuary and offer sacrifices. And that prepared him for the big crisis later in his life when he sins with Bathsheba. And he comes to realize that there was no sacrifice he could offer, but all God really wanted was a broken and a contrite heart. The wicked are controlled by their own pride and arrogance. Plan what you plan to do carefully and with wisdom. Quick action means that you will not ever succeed. Riches gained by dishonest ways soon disappear, and that doing that will lead you into the jaws of death, like death is a big monster waiting to gobble you up. And it gobbles up people who try to get rich by dishonest ways. The wicked are condemned by their own ways and their refusal to do that which is right. So then wicked people, in a sense, condemn themselves. It's not so much that God condemns them, but that they condemn themselves. It's better to live in a corner of the housetop than to share the house with a wife who nags. The wicked are always looking for opportunities for evil and have no mercy on anybody. When a proud person receives his judgment, even the fool learns a lesson, and the wise will learn when he is taught. So we are to learn from the examples of other people. When we see people getting in trouble because of their sins, we are to learn from that, and we see that all around us. God is the righteous judge, and he understands what goes on in the house of the wicked, and he will bring the wicked down to destruction. Now, as we've said in Proverbs, some of these Proverbs are only true ultimately at the day of judgment, because it appears that the wicked prosper, but God knows what goes on behind closed doors in these people's lives, and for those secret things, he will judge them, but often not in this life, but when Jesus comes back. If you refuse to listen to the begging of the poor, your own begging for help will not be heard. So again, our attitudes to poor people are so important, and God's attitude to us is partly based upon our attitude to them. When justice is done, the righteous rejoice, but the evil despair. And that will, again, ultimately be true in the day of judgment, when justice will be done. Because justice is not done in this life, but when Jesus comes back. Those who wander out of the way of understanding will remain amongst the dead. Indulging in wine, in rich food, in luxury goods will not make you wealthy. And luxury goods, things that are so luxurious, are very, very common today. And people think that that is what's going to give them happiness, and it really isn't at all. The wicked will receive in their lives the suffering that they bring upon the righteous. Now again, that may not happen in this life, but unfortunately it will happen in the day of judgment, so that they will understand and feel what they cause other people to suffer. It's better to live far out in the wilderness than with a wife who is ever nagging and complaining. Be kind, be honest, and you will have long life, and others will respect you. Well, that is often not the case in this life, but in the end, we will get the ultimate long life when Jesus comes back. Watch your words in order to stay out of trouble. Well, how true that is. Watch your words, control your tongue. And of course, to control your tongue, you've got to control your mind and think the right things. The proud and arrogant become inconsiderate. Now, that is so true that if people are driven only by their own image of themselves, they don't actually care for others and they trample upon other people because they're so obsessed with themselves. The lazy only think about what they would like to have, but in fact they are leading themselves to the way to death, whereas the righteous can give and they can give generously. The Lord hates the sacrifices of the wicked, especially when they do so with an evil mind or motive. So then, wicked men still might appear to offer sacrifice to God. They may go through the motions of being religious and apparently Christian, but God sees the motives of all those things. The righteous are sure of themselves, whereas the wicked pretend they are as best they can. So that doesn't mean that we're self-confident, but it means that we are sure of whom we have believed. As Paul can say, I know whom I have believed. And that gives us some self-confidence that we're not crawling around on the earth thinking I'm bad, I'm no good, because we know the love of God for me. All the brilliance and wisdom and cleverness of man is of no help if the Lord is against you. The horse can be prepared for battle, but victory is of the Lord.